Chapter 6. See, I could thrill the populace through and through, wake them to passion pulsings past their will. Dot dot dot, a contrabasso spake so, and the rest sighed anew. And they felt old muscles travel over their tense contours, and with long skill unravel Cunningest scores. He tender pad of her airy fingertips upon me daily I rejoiced thereat. Thus wise a harpsichord, as from dampered lips. Why keys white shine, now sallow, met a hand even whiter. Dot 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 tones of hers fell forth with mine and sowings of sound so sweet no lover could withstand. And its clavier was filmed with fingers like tapering flames wan, colder the nebulous light that lingers in charnel mold. Ayer than most was I, reverb day drum, he regiments, marchings, throngs, hurrahs. What a host I stirred, even when crape mufflings gagged me well nigh dumb. Trilled an aged viol. Uch tune have I set free to spur the dance, since my first timid trial, where I had birth far hence, in sun-swept Italy. And he feels apt touches on him from those that pressed him then, who seem with their glance to con him, saying, not again. Holy calm, morn day Shams voice subdued. Teep my Sicilian rhythms, when hymn and psalm poured from devout souls met in Sabbath sanctitude. Faced the sock nightly, twanged a sick lyre, ver rank lights. O charm of life in mock, O scenes that fed love, hope, wit, rapture, mirth, desire. Thus they, till each past player stroked thinner and more thin, and the morning sky grew grayer, and day crawled in. The woman I met, a stranger, I threaded sunken-hearted a lamp-lit crowd, and anon there passed me a soul departed, who mutely bowed. In my far-off youthful years I had met her, full-pulsed, but now, no more life's debtor, onward she slid in a shroud, that furs half-hid. Why do you trouble me, dead woman, trouble me, you whom I knew when warm and human? How it be that you quitted earth, and are yet upon it is, to any who ponder on it, past being read. Till, it is so, she said. These were my haunts in my old and sprightly hours of breath. Here I went tempting frail youth nightly to their death. But you deemed me chaste me, a tinseled sinner. How thought you one with pureness, in her could pace this street eyeing some man to greet? Well, your very simplicity made me love you mid such town dross, till I set not heaven itself above you, who grew my cross. For you'd only nod, despite how I sighed for you, so you tortured me, who fain would have died for you. What I suffered then would have paid for the sins of 10. Thus went the days. I feared you despised me to fling me a nod each time, no more. Till love chastised me, as with a rod, that a fresh bland boy of no assurance should fire me with passion beyond endurance, while others all I hated, and loathed their call. I said, it is his mother's spirit hovering around to shield him, maybe. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I used to fear it, as still I found my beauty left no least impression, and remnants of pride withheld confession of my true trade by speaking, so I delayed. I said, perhaps with a costly flower he'll be beguiled. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I held it, in passing you one late hour, to your face. You smiled, keeping step with the throng, though you did not see there a single one that rivaled me there. Dot dot dot, well, it's all past. I died in the lock at last. So walked the dead, and I together the quick among, elbowing our kind of every feather slowly and long, yea, long and slowly. That a phantom should stalk there with me seemed nothing strange, and talk there that winter night, by flaming jets of light. She showed me ones who feared their call time, guessing their lot. She showed me her sort, that cursed their fall time, and that did not. Till suddenly murmured she, ah, tell me, why asked you never, ere death befell me, to have my love, much as I dreamt thereof? I could not answer. And she, well weeding all in my heart, said, ah, dear guardian kept our fleeting forms apart. Sighing and drawing her furs around her over the shroud that tightly bound her, with wafts as from clay she turned and thinned away. London, 1918. If it's ever spring again, song. If it's ever spring again, I shall go where when I went down the moorcock splashed, and then, seeing me not, amid their flounder, standing with my arm around her, if it's ever spring again, I shall go where went I then. If it's ever summertime, summertime, with the hay crop at the prime, and the cuckoos too in rhyme, as they used to be, or seem to, we shall do as long we've dreamed to. If it's ever summertime, summertime, with the hay, and bees a chime. The two houses, in the heart of night, when farers were not near, the left house said to the house on the right, I have marked your eyes, O smart newcomer here. Said the right, cold-eyed. Newcomer here I am, hence haler than you with your cracked old hide, loose casements, wormy beams, and doors that jam. Odorn my wood, my hangings fair of hue, while my windows open as they should, and water pipes thread all my chambers through. Our gear is gray, your face wears furrows untold. Yours might, mourn the other, if you held, brother, the presences from aforetime that I hold. Who have not known men's lives, deaths, toils, and teens, you are but a heap of stick and stone. A new house has no sense of the have-beens. Oid as a drum you stand. I am packed with these, though, strangely, living dwellers who come see not the phantoms all my substance sees. Icicle in the morning stand they, when dawn drags in, visible at night, yet hinder warning of these thin elbowers few of the inmates win. Apes new brought forth obsess my rooms, straight stretched lank corpses, ere outborne to earth, yea, throng they as when first from the abyss upfetched. Answers and singers throb in me now as once, rich noted throats and gossamered fingers of heels, the learned in love lore and the dunce. O tear within the bridegroom and the bride, who smile and greet their friends and kin, and down my stairs depart for tracks untried. Here such imb, a dwelling's character takes theirs, and a vague semblancy to them in all its limbs, and light, and atmosphere. Et the blind folk my tenants, who come and go in the flesh mid these, with souls unwoke, of such sylph-like surrounders do not know. Will the day come, said the new one, awestruck, faint, then I shall lodge shades dim and dumb, and with such spectral guests become acquaint? That will it, boy. Such shades will people thee, each in his misery, irk, or joy, and print on thee their presences as on me. On Stinsford Hill at midnight, I glimpsed a woman's muslined form sing-songing airily against the moon, and still she sang, and took no heed of me. Another trice, and I beheld what first I had not scanned, that now and then she tapped and shook a timbrel in her hand. So late the hour, so white her drape, so strange the look it lent to that blank hill, I could not guess what fantasy it meant. Then burst I forth. Hide such from you? Are you so happy now? Her voice swam on, nor did she show thought of me anyhow. I called again. Oh, nearer, much that kind of note I need. The song kept softening, loudening on, in placid calm unheed. What home is yours now? Then I said. Who seemed to have no care. But the wild wavering tune went forth, as if I had not been there. This world is dark, and where you are, I said, I cannot be. But still the happy one sang on, and had no heed of me. The Fallow Deer at the Lonely House. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.